of these will turn out to be on the heavy side.
Thank you, Steph. This is BBC Radio 4, where now it's time for the Shipping Bulletin, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 today, Friday the 5th of June. There are warnings of gales in Plymouth, Biscay, Fitzroy, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet and Shannon. The general synopsis at midnight. Low 450 miles west of Fitzroy, 997, expected Fastnet, 989 by midnight tonight. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira. Cyclonic becoming westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, backing southerly 2 to 4 later. Rain then showers, moderate or poor becoming good. 40s Cromarty, fourth tying Dogger. West or southwest 4 to 6, backing south 3 to 5. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fisher, German Bight. Southwest 4 or 5, veering west 2 to 4, becoming variable later. Thundery showers, good, occasionally moderate. Humber, Thames, Dover. West 4 to 6, backing south or southwest 3 to 5. Showers, good. Wight, Portland, Plymouth. West backing south or southwest 3 to 5, increasing 6 or 7 later. Occasionally gale 8 later in Plymouth. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Biscay, Fitzroy. Variable 2 to 4 at first, except in northwest Fitzroy. Otherwise, southerly or southwesterly, veering westerly or northwesterly, later 5 to 7. Occasionally, gale 8 in the north. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Sole. Southwesterly 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 7 to severe gale 9. Occasionally, storm 10 in the west, becoming westerly 6 to gale 8 later. Rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet. West 4 or 5, becoming cyclonic 6 to gale 8, becoming west 7 to severe gale 9 later in Fastnet. Showers then rain, good, occasionally poor. Irish Sea. West backing south 4 to 6, backing southeast 5 to 7 later. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Shannon. Southwesterly 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 7 to severe gale 9. Occasionally storm 10 in the south, becoming northwesterly 6 to gale 8 later. Rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes. Southwest 4 to 6, backing south 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 later in Rockall and Malin. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. And southeast Iceland. Cyclonic becoming southwesterly 3 to 5, then backing southeasterly later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Now here are the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic. West 4, recent rain, 12 miles, 999, rising. Stornoway. West by south 5, recent rain, 15 miles, 994, rising. Lerwick. West by south 5, recent drizzle, 3 miles, 989, rising. Lucas, west-southwest 4, 30 miles, 997, rising. Bridlington, west by south 2, 1002, rising. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, west by south 5, 5 miles, 1007. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, west by south 6, 2 miles, 1009. Jersey, west by south 4, recent precipitation, 9 miles, 1012, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, west 5, 1011. Scilly Automatic, west by south 4, rain 1 mile, 1012, rising slowly. Valentia, southwest 3, 12 miles, 1008, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, west by south 4, 11 miles, 1004, rising. And Malin Head, southwest by west 4, 9 miles, 1002, rising slowly. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, The showery westerly flow currently affecting the United Kingdom will gradually ease today as a weak ridge moves across from the west. However, during the evening and overnight, strong to gale force winds will develop across southwestern areas as an Atlantic low moves eastwards across southern Ireland. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. West or southwest 4 to 6, backing south or southeast 2 to 4. Rain then showers, good, occasionally moderate. From Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. West or southwest 4 to 6, backing south or southwest 2 to 4. Then backing southeast later. Showers, good. From Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. West or southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, becoming variable 2 or 3, then southeast 4 later. Mainly fair, then showers, good. From Whitby to Gibraltar Point. West or southwest 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 or 3, then south or southeast 4 or 5 later. Mainly fair, then showers, then rain later. Good, occasionally moderate later. From Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Westerly or southwesterly 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southerly or southeasterly 4 or 5 later. Showers, then rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. From North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Westerly, backing southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in the east, backing southerly or southeasterly later, and increasing 6 at times in the west. Showers, then fair. Then rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. From Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. West backing south or southeast 3 to 5, veering south or southwest 5 to 7 later. Showers then fair, then rain later, good, becoming moderate later. From Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. West 3 to 5, backing south or southwest 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. From Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West backing south or southeast 3 to 5. Increasing 6 to gale 8 later, then veering south or southwest 5 to 7 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. From St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. West 3 to 5, backing south 4 to 6, then southeast 5 to 7 later. Showers, then rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. From Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. West 4 or 5, backing south 3 to 5, then southeast 5 to 7 later. Showers, then rain later, good, occasionally moderate at first and poor later. The Isle of Man. West backing south 4 or 5, backing southeast 6 or 7 later. Rain and drizzle later, good, occasionally poor later. From Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Southwest backing south 3 to 5, then backing southeast 5 or 6 later. Showers, then rain later, good, occasionally moderate at first and poor later. From the Mull of Galloway to the Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and the North Channel. Westerly or southwesterly backing southerly 3 to 5, then backing southeasterly later and increasing 6 at times in the North Channel. Showers, then rain later, good, occasionally moderate. From the Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. West or southwest 4 or 5, backing south 3 or 4, then southeast 4 to 6 later. Showers, then rain later, good, occasionally moderate. From Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southwest 4 to 6, backing south 3 to 5, then backing southeast later. Showers, then rain later, good, occasionally moderate. And the Shetland Isles. West or southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, backing southeast 3 or 4 later. Occasional rain, then showers. Good, occasionally poor at first. And that completes the shipping bulletin. Now it's time for Prayer for the Day, presented by Leon Litvak.
Good morning. Today, and every Friday throughout the year, Jewish people prepare for Shabbat, the Sabbath, a day of rest, freed from worldly concerns, allowing people to devote their time to regeneration, prayer, and music. I'm a cantor who leads services in the synagogue through a combination of both solo and congregational singing, designed to praise God and to give thanks for God's blessings. During the week, we rush through our prayers and don't sing much because worldly concerns beckon and demand our attention. However, on Shabbat and festivals, we have more time to be artful and tuneful in our worship, and the music written for these occasions lifts our assemblies to a higher spiritual level. The musical piece which represents for me the essence of this period of rest is called Lecha Dodi, or Come, My Beloved, to Welcome the Bride. It speaks of how the Jewish people are intertwined in a love relationship with Shabbat, imagined as a bride and a queen. We're invited to greet her by rising and turning to the door as she enters, and in a mystical metamorphosis, the divine presence rests among us. It's a beautiful moment of liturgical choreography, where secular becomes sacred, and the accompanying music lifts the soul to sublime summits. We mark the Queen's departure on Saturday night by a separation ceremony, reluctant to let her go, and wishing for her return. God, we find our rest in you. May the peace we receive in sacred time linger beyond its bounds, steadying our labor, enlarging our compassion, and echoing quietly